you that and hit me, you will. Yeah, that's, yeah, like I said, I got it going. I didn't know that there was a layer in Windows that will emulate Linux. I guess it's something new with Windows 11. And I played around a little bit with it, but, you know, it's pretty limited if you can't run a GUI. You know, I do go all the way back to, you know, IBM 370s and, you know, real, what I call real computers. You know, they're probably 8 foot long, weigh about 3 tons. Did a little bit with IBM. I did a little bit with DEC. PDP 11 and DEC Alpha computers, mainframes. And but yeah, one of the things I really that drives me crazy with Windows is USB. Linux, it seems like it can find anything, and not only that, but you got the diagnostics to trace it. Where, you know, Windows, you know, if you can find a third party something to track down if the thing's really working or not on USB, that's the thing that I'm not very pleased with. It also seems like that Windows has this bad habit of remembering things that it should remember, and it'll designate a port. I had one in the laptop that I was actually up to COM 45. Because it remembered everything that I plugged into that USB port. It remembered it as a serial port, and it assigned a COM number to it. So, I've been through that war, too. How am I getting into the system here? I'm on the other side of Lowell now, NAFA year mobile.